is 24 minutes to 9, and you are listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after 98.5 RDU, all those good things. And today we are here with Ariana from Reo Māori Mai, as per every Monday. Hello.
Morena.
Morena. Okay, so today we are talking about young people and youth. I've been seeing your fantastic website. I think we should open with this. But I'll give you the floor to talk about not only the work that you've been doing on Instagram, but also your fantastic new site.
Cool. Tēnā koe. A website is a thing, apparently, when you're doing business. I didn't know this for a while. But the last couple of months I've been working with a great web designer, a young Māori woman who's Auckland-based. She owns a company called Brightside Media, and she was fantastic. So we've put together a website as reomaorimai.co.nz, which is a platform where people can connect to either the teaching work that we do or buy some of our really cute resources with the aim of making them accessible. So price points are pretty accessible across the board, which is a big focus for us to make sure that everyone can access to Reo Māori. And at the moment, this is for the month of November. For the rest of this month, we've got a buy one, give one in our shop. So any item that you buy within the shop, we'll give that same item to a charity or organisation that's working with whānau in need, just as a way to make sure that the work that we do makes its way into communities that might otherwise not have access. Pretty exciting.
It's so exciting. And frankly, I'm on the website right now. I can see it in front of me. And there are countless reasons. All of the products are amazing. They're so pretty. And the website itself is pretty too. So, I mean, kudos. It's really cool to see. So, young people. Quickly, do you want to talk about how Reo Māori Mai and the work that you do focuses on schools and, you know, engages with young people in that respect? Josh and I realised, that we're a student radio show and we haven't talked about students and the relationship that students have with Māori-dom and understanding te reo and all of these things.
The work that I do at the moment is, this is an area that I want to move into, is to offer things on a community basis. So at the moment I'm engaged by workplaces and I go in and I work with their staff. So not so much youth specific stuff at the moment. I think the things that I do within schools end up kind of challenging staff on some of their internal narratives that might disadvantage their students. So I guess that's how I connect to youth in those spaces and give there. And then outside of Reo Māori Mai, I have done a lot of youth development stuff for Ngāi Tahu and the community as well. So those plates have kind of been put down for a while I've been keeping these other ones spinning, but definitely keen to pick them back up at some point in the future. And I mean, what I see within the workplaces that I operate in, which is local government and law firms and engineering companies and all of these places, is that I guess the relevance for people who are studying or looking to move into a career is that across the sectors now, more so than ever, a working knowledge and understanding of te reo and tikanga Māori is almost like a bare minimum. And people are really noticing when they don't have that skill set. So wanting to open it up, maybe 2021, to having some community offerings where people can come and participate in that conversation without having an employer to foot the bill.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a growing space.
You mentioned how you work, I suppose, with adults right now compared to young people more so. So do you see a difference between the way that young people and not so young people engage with and interact with all of the things that we're here to talk about today?
Yeah, I mean, from a language learning perspective, the younger that your brain is, the easier it is. Not to say that as you get older you can't continue to learn new things, but I definitely notice that young people, they have more of a growth mindset around their ability to take on new information. And in general, I think it's a bit skewed for me because the people who opt into the things that I offer are generally quite open-minded. If I were to make a generalization, though, I would say that the younger people who I've engaged with tend to have just that little bit more of an open mind around deconstructing systems that don't serve us, and, you know, kind of having, are really open to those kind of conversations.
Yeah.
So it's not across the board. Obviously, there's a range of opinions at within every age group, but that would be a generalization.
Well,
sorry, there are just so many like ways to unpack all of this stuff. It's really interesting to hear. I'm like entranced. I was like looking deeply into Josh's eyes, like that is so true. Because I guess I don't consider the fact that I am so fortunate that I studied all of these things growing up in high school, primary school, etc. I'm unsure if it's a generational thing as well, where as time has gone on, people are more receptive and, you know, it's starting a lot sooner where people are finally, it's something that should happen from as soon as they're born, obviously, but people are finally opening up and opening their minds to Te Reo and understanding Māoridom and all of these things.
Yeah, and the ones, people that I engage with, you know, the people of my, I guess, my generation and older, a lot of the comments are, you know, I start all my lessons with, why are you here? Why did you choose to spend however long with me doing this stuff?
Mm.
And with people of my age and older, so I'm 36, I don't think I classify as youth anymore, and I'm dealing with that. I'm processing that for myself. But the comments are, we didn't have this in school growing up. We didn't have access to this knowledge, these conversations, and so I'm here because my children or my grandchildren are coming home from school, coming home from preschool, and they have more reo Māori than I do.
Mm.
And I want to be able to keep up with them. And then the ones who are a bit younger than me, kind of in that post-high school, pre-30s, whatever that phase of life we want to call it, they tend to have a bit more of a bank of knowledge coming with them. But again, that's not across the board because there's no, currently, there's no standardised requirement across schools to provide particular information, or, you know, the New Zealand history into the curriculum isn't coming in for another couple of years. So arguably, there's still students out there who are not getting access to this.
Baffling, to be honest, in this era, like, you know, after so long. It's really interesting to hear. Thank you so much for coming on to our show every single week. It's fantastic. Do you have any final words for the people at home?
Just try one new thing with Te Reo Māori today, that next smaller step, whatever it might be. Say kia ora one more time today than you would have yesterday, and that'll add to it.
My heart is warm because of you. Thank you, Ariana, for coming on again.
Thank you.